It is supposedly the holiday of peace, but is Christmas peaceful enough to help the government of Colombia in its quest to end decades of civil war? Well, it's produced a Christmas-themed ad urging rebels with the Revolutionary Armed Forces of Colombia, or FARC, to call it quits. Here, take a listen to this.
Guerrillero.
Guerrilla, in this Christmas, follow the light that will guide you to your family and freedom. Demobilize. Everything is possible in Christmas time.
Todo es posible.
Jose Miguel Sokolov created the ad campaign called Operation Christmas. How'd you come up with this ad? What was the idea behind it?
Initially, we were contacted by the government, and we were asked if we thought that we could help demobilize or get guerrillas out of the jungle through communications. And we said, of course, we thought we could help. In 2010, we noticed around Christmas time there was a peak in number of demobilizations. So we talked to the guerrillas, to the demobilized guerrillas, and we said, why does this happen? And they said, well, because it's at Christmas time that we feel a little bit more lonely, homesick than we usually do the rest of the year. And working around that, we have done various efforts over time. We took 9 trees located in strategic walking paths that the guerrilla uses. And we covered them in Christmas lights. And when the guerrilla passed those trees at night, they were lit up. And they said, if Christmas can come to the jungle, you can come home. So this has evolved. And now this campaign that was released last Friday is called Mother's Voices. And what we're doing, based on one of the things that the guerrillas fear about getting back, is rejection by their families. And we went and we searched and we looked for guerrillas' mothers, and they gave us pictures of their children, and they gave us their testimony saying, yeah, we would like to have you back at Christmas. So it's a very sentimental campaign, and it's a way of trying to end this war peacefully, or at least help it.
So, I mean, the FARC, I mean, this group is a bunch of dyed-in-the-wool Marxists. They don't really care about Christmas, at least not on paper. Does that mean that their message is not sticking with their recruits? Recruits are pretty eager to get out of this organization.
I think ideologically they say they don't, but we have found out that people are people and that they are human beings and they come from families, and particularly the recruiting they do. These people are not as strong ideologically as you would expect. So whoever has doubts, we can try to get them out.
Jose Miguel, have you ever been to Colombia and seen this campaign up close?
I have been deep in the jungle, and I have talked to the demobilized guerrillas, and I have listened to their tales and why they were encouraged to get into the guerrilla and what they felt inside and how the process was of getting out and of deciding to come out and of really risking their lives, because guerrillas who are caught escaping are killed. And it's a very enriching and touching experience to do this.
There has been some kind of civil conflict in Colombia for the last 6 decades. Do you believe violence in Colombia is winding down? And do you feel like you're playing some part in winning over hearts and minds here?
Yeah, I think so. I think the guerrilla started for very real reasons. I think it had ideological infiltration, if you will, of the communist era in the 60s. But I think over time they have evolved. They have been more involved in drug trafficking. They have kind of left the ideological part behind. And I think most of the problems, or the fundamental problems that the guerrilla tries to solve or tried to solve, the social problems, are slowly but surely getting solved and are not as evident as they could have been 25 or 30 years ago. So there are peace talks going on right now. The guerrilla declared a unilateral ceasefire 2 days ago for the next 30 days. So there are very, very encouraging signs. I hope, I haven't seen a single day of peace in my life, but I hope my children will. I hope we can finish this war.
Jose Miguel Sokolov, Chief Creative Officer at the ad agency Lowe & Partners. Thank you for your time.
Thank you very much.